websites for news and information about the Olympic resistance movement. No2010.com, OlympicResistance.net, Vancouver.mediacoop.ca, and submedia.tv. See you in the streets.
No hits, no hits. Yeah, that's waking you up. Good morning. It's the end of the world news. It's 8:30. I got a guest in this. Finally got a guest. First one of the year. Travis from We Are.
We Are Change Vancouver.
Thanks
for having me in.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. So that's the kind of the Olympic styley. I got to give a shout out to Blue Chip. Cookies can't find their thing in the computer. So go downstairs, get yourself Blue Chip. They've been there. We've just been there. The coffee's great. And the scones are okay. And they've been doing it forever. So there you go. That's one of my... I've got to play that. So we're going to be talking about everything this morning, including the Olympics, bombings, false flag, 911, everything. It's just going to get... We're going to get the shotguns out in about 20 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, after a bit more music. And then we're into it. The news.
I'm ready.
Yeah. We're just going to play a nice little track now from Fortet from about 10 years ago, but you wouldn't think it if you heard it. And hopefully you hear it. So this is, as I say, the end of the world news. Thank you. 5. I'm playing that for Agent Green because he gave me that. If you're calling in, Mo, 822-2487, this is the End of the World News. Now, we're going to do something that's quite different for me, which is talk. Well, rather than rant, but we're going to rant. So I'm going to stop that. So we've got Travis here from We Are Change Vancouver. Why don't you set it up? I know you've been on Co-op Radio. I've heard you myself. But, you know, you may have a slightly different demographic out here who, if you want to, like, introduce who you are and what you're...
First off, Andy, thanks a lot, Goulash, for having me on air today. I really appreciate it.
Goulash, Andy, it's all good, mate.
My name's Travis. Most people know me in the activism world as DJ Ball. A couple years ago, I started a group here in Vancouver called We Are Change, and the whole mandate of the group basically is to become the media, to become activist media. What we see is a huge, huge hole left in corporate media now, which is obvious, apparent. Anyone that's been paying attention can see the lies, can see the spin. And what We Are Change does is we tend to confront war criminals. I've got experience from confronting Colin Powell here in Vancouver on depleted uranium. That was an amazing thing. And I talked to you about this before. Mm. This was the Vancouver Sun sponsoring Colin Powell. So yeah. We've got a big problem here in Vancouver with...
corporatism.
It's corporocracy. It's fascism. It's everything. So part of my goal this morning, Andy, is to appeal to your listeners, people that are sick of being at-home keyboard warriors, people that are sick of being apathetic, need to start getting out in the streets. It's one thing to post on message boards and whatnot, but I think we need to... We do have the numbers. We definitely have the numbers, and it's time that people start being empowered with those numbers.
Yeah, I think there's... I think in the general sense, Adam, who is the co-presenter, and I... he got quite bent out of shape with me last year because I refused to go vote because my apathy was, well, there's nobody there that I want to vote for. And having kind of got engaged a little bit with, like, the likes of Kevin Potvin and watched him get crashed and burned by the Green Party because of something he said about 9/11, which everybody in the world was saying, but he happened to put it in print. And then, you know, the controlled media was interesting. The week he got canned and, you know, pulled from the Green Party and he was running for mayor and all this, the same statement, bang, the same statement was made by, not Thomas Feldman, he's a musician, the guy who writes in the New York Times, the one who...
Thomas Friedman?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, if you want a card-carrying lunatic... You know, mm-hmm. There's one for you. I mean, he basically said we all should be chipped. He wants the world population to be cold. You know, I mean, the guy's a complete nut bar. But because he's in the New York Times and he's part of the, he's probably a CFR member as well, right? You know, I mean, he gets to...
Well, anybody given that voice is one of the boys, whether it's CFR, whether it's Bilderberg, whether it's Trilateral Commission. You're not given the voice unless you're playing ball with the boys. Yeah. I mean, that's become very, very apparent.
Yeah. And if we go over to Canada, you know, just for a second, this Ignatieff or whatever I can never pronounce his name.
Ignatieff?
Yeah, I mean, he's a player. He's been at Bilderberg. He's a CFR good dude. He's no different than Harper. Your head out your ass.
He is absolutely no different than Harper. One of the guys in our group, Tosh, went and confronted Ignatieff on Gaza.
Yeah.
And Michael's position, Ignatieff's position on Gaza, basically, is he's fine with dumping white phosphorus on civilians. He's almost on the record saying that that's all right. So if Canadians are looking at a different option besides Harper... Well, the other puppet is neocon number two, and waiting in the wings, and that's Ignatieff. And I mean,
that's really quite apropos because one of my favorite chaps in all of the world is George Galloway.
Yeah,
and I think George Galloway nails it more often than he doesn't. So I'm going to set this up because we'll play this in a second. George Galloway, about 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when he was in front of the for the oil for.
Yeah,
profit
when
thing.
He was in front of the Senate hearings.
And he just ripped him a new backside, right? I can't say that word on air.
Everyone needs to see that. George Galloway at the Senate hearings, he absolutely destroyed.
One of the things that's quite interesting, and it kind of falls into what we were going to talk about, which we've kind of tangentialized for a moment, the scanner thing.
Oh, Michael Chertoff's body scanners.
Well, Michael Chertoff and the Israeli military-industrial complex. I'm going to try and set this up. So we'll go to some music. I'll set up George Galloway because he's got about 4 minutes where he talks about the Israeli military-industrial complex. And apropos what we're doing in Vancouver starting next week or whenever the end of the month is with the 900 cameras kind of falls into that same control paradigm grid thing that's coming here. And whether it's going to go away. I mean, the mayor, our new greeny mayor, which is a lot of crap anyway, but, you know, he's saying, oh, well, we might have to keep these 10 camera sets, and the police have got their sound weapon.
Well, that infrastructure is never going away.
Once it's here, it's in. Because the control, you know, the CCTV business is a $600 billion a year business, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. What I'm going to do is go to the next track. It's always live and interactive here, so hopefully this works. And we'll come back in a minute when I've set up George Galloway, because I want you to hear what he has to say. A little bit about Gaza, but more about the military-industrial support mechanism that is the US, that is Canada.
know that. Maybe your people don't know that. There's not a single Muslim in the world who doesn't know that every crime committed by General Sharon is paid for by the United States of America. And when the Security Council convenes to condemn it, you can be sure it will be vetoed by the United States of America. Your people might not have noticed it. Every Muslim in the world has it engraved on their heart as the most grotesque injustice and unfairness and unbalanced policy anywhere in the world, followed by any government, is the unending, bottomless support your government gives to every crime committed by Sharon's Israel. And if you don't wake up and smell that particular coffee, I tell you, you will never be done with this great crisis that exists between the West and the East, which exists between your country and mine and the Muslim world, 1,500 million strong. Let me run that number past you again. 1,500 million Muslims in the world, of whom hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions hate us bitterly, of whom tens of millions are ready to support those who wish to hurt us in retaliation for our injustice, of whom probably hundreds of thousands are ready actually to hurt us, to trade their lives for many of ours. So, if there's no justice for the Palestinian people, there will be no peace in the Middle East. We must understand that. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. You see, this double standard is written more brazenly on this question than any other. Iraq was broken on the wheel of sanctions and then war. For what? To demonstrate that UN Security Council resolutions must be obeyed. To demonstrate the unacceptability of acquiring other people's territory by force. To demonstrate the unacceptability of acquiring weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, and nuclear. But no country in the world has broken more United Nations Security Council resolutions than Israel. No country in the world has occupied other people's territory by force for longer than Israel. And we know, thanks to the brave Jew Mordechai Vanunu, that Israel sits on top of a mountain of weapons of mass destruction, including hundreds of nuclear weapons targeted at all the Arab capitals with the missile capability to deliver them and destroy any and all Arab capitals in an afternoon. So Iraq gets broken for these three reasons. Israel gets rewarded for these three reasons. Last week was the 23rd anniversary of the massacre of Sabra and Shatila refugee camps in Beirut. I remember them well. I used to live in them. That's not an anniversary that was much observed here in America. Not much observed in Britain. Most people, maybe even some in this hall, don't even know what I'm talking about, Sabra and Shatila massacre. But every Muslim in the world remembers the Sabra and Shatila massacre. Let me tell you or remind you what happened there. In 1982, the Palestinian fighters left Beirut on board ships under international guarantee that their families left in the refugee camps would be protected. That international guarantee was signed by the ambassador of the United States of America, and no sooner had the ships sailed out of harbor than these refugees, old men, women and children only, no young men left, were fallen upon like wolves. The Israeli forces and their Lebanese fascist allies poured like wolves into the refugee camps and massacred thousands of Palestinian refugees, defenseless, without arms, without men to protect them. And who was in charge? Who was in charge of that massacre? Who was literally standing at the gate of the camp? I mean literally,
He's pictured standing at the gate of the camp while the massacre was going on. You're right, General Ariel Sharon. The same Ariel Sharon that Mr. Bush tells us is a man of peace. I mean, even Sharon doesn't consider himself to be a man of peace. But George Bush thinks he's a man of peace. And when Sharon turned up in New York last week for the UN, we were expected to treat him like a statesman with a red carpet. He wasn't treated like Hugo Chavez with his security men denied visas, coming to a country where the president's friend has just threatened to murder him. No, Sharon was brought here and we were asked to be grateful, grateful that he finally, 40 years late, evacuated a few settlements in a small part of the occupied territories. Even though the settlers who were moved from Gaza each got, tell them this in Boeing, every one of those settlers was given $250,000 compensation for leaving stolen land that they should never have been on. Who paid that money? You did. Your government paid that $250,000 to every one of those settlers who illegally occupied other people's land for nearly 40 years against international law. 7,000 settlers occupying one-third of the Gaza Strip, leaving two-thirds for the other 1.5 million Palestinian refugees living in indescribable conditions. 7,000 settlers using nearly 40% of the water of the Gaza Strip that 1.5 million Palestinians had to share the balance of the water resources. And we were asked to feel grateful that Sharon finally moved those 7,000 settlers out, even though he still controls the water, the air, the borders, and can re-enter the Gaza Strip at any minute. One more story about that double standard, because it's important to grasp this. A friend of mine's with me here, Ron Mackay. Nearly 30 years we've been together. We met in the Palestinian refugee camps in 1977. And then 4 years ago, we visited another refugee camp called Jenin. Now, Jenin is a unique Palestinian refugee camp.
PSYOPs involved the dissemination of lies and fake stories and releasing information to wrong foot the enemy. The enemy, of course, being the American people. Now, thirdly, the U.S. is now planning
to take control of the
same
five songs 15 times a day for 3 months. Man, fuck that! Get a new DJ!
Today's the day to save.
The hottest deal in town.
Wow!
Money, 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 money,
today's the day to save.
Listen, listen, listen.
deal in town. Today's the day to save. You save money.
Okay, kids, we're back. That was, I'm going to let Mr. Scruff sit in the bottom there, because he's kind of, he's from Manchester, like me, Mr. Scruff. Me and my daughter were hanging out with him a couple of years ago. It was kind of cool. He's a nice guy. So, George Galloway,
the new Canada. The new Canada under Stephen Harper welcomes with open arms admitted torturers like George Bush and Dick Cheney. Welcomes them with open arms. Stephen Harper.
It's because they're in the same gang.
Well, this is the thing, Goulash, is that we are changed last year, put a petition to the House of Commons, which our MP Libby Davies wrote. And this was me and a couple of friends gathering about 500 signatures over a weekend with Canadians wanting to put an end to welcoming torturers like Bush and Cheney. So it's very interesting that you led off with Galloway, because here's George Galloway, who's a peace activist, who's trying to give the Palestinian
side.
Well,
he just got kicked out of Egypt a couple of weeks ago when he went to Palestine with more aid, yet again.
Well, that's terrorism now. If you bring aid to people, bringing aid to people is terrorism now.
Well, on that note, and this is kind of juxtapositionally, Wycliffe Jean, who's a Haitian, right?
Yeah.
His over last weekend, he was demonized by the mainstream press in America. He set up an NGO, whether you like it or not, he did, with his own money, and he only pulled in $79,000, right?
Yeah.
Now, the other day, Rush Limbaugh said, don't give to the Red Cross, don't give to this, you know, they're all Obama fronts, blim, blum, blum. And everybody's up in arms, all the, you know, the neocons are, you know, all the left-wingers are raging their heads. They demonize Wycliffe Jean, who's a pretty straight-ahead dude.
Well, he's a hero in Haiti. That man's a hero.
Well, what happened was he didn't have enough money in his charity, so he dipped into his own pocket, and he's got all his tax receipts. Right?
Yeah.
And he said, you know, when I do a show, it costs money. And so I do a show to make money for the charity. Some of that money that's come in pays for the show. You know, I'm not lying. This is how it is, right? Now, the head of the Red Cross in America at the time of 9/11 was being paid $500,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
The head of Greenpeace, $500,000 a year. The head of, you know, We Are Global Warming Strike, you know, Gore, $1 million a year, and they get government funding, and that's okay. But if you, as a private individual who's a musician who happens to have a bit of coin, says, right, here you are. So I'm going to say to anybody who's listening to this show today, first things first, please give to Wycliffe Jean, because he's sound, he's straight ahead, and that's it for me.
Yeah, I think
if you've got a spare $5,
it's called Yele, I believe.
Yeah, Yele,
Yele's his foundation.
They raised 18 million euros the other day. He's got 5 million in. And what was happening was the mainstream, like ABC, they all, you know, denigrated him, right? Because they don't want real charities in there. The UN won't let in Sans Frontières. They won't let the doctors in. You know, they told on the military newspaper last night, the Military Times, I was there reading last night, they're telling soldiers to stop giving out food because it's not being controlled by the American UN aid agency. So the troops landed 2 days ago and started handing out meals ready to eat, and then it's come down from the command to stop doing it.
Well, that reminds me of Katrina and what
exactly
happened. It's the same.
It's the same bullshit.
Yeah.
It's the same bullshit. You know, France says America's invaded. You know, what do the French know that we don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was like off on a tangent. So you're going to be bombarded by large-breasted, shiny people and smiley people on telly telling you to give you their money to large corporate charities. My suggestion is go with the small NGOs that are local grassroots and do something, and please help the people of Haiti.
I agree with that. Also, you mentioned Doctors Without Borders, Médecins Sans Frontières.
Yeah,
I mean,
which I can never pronounce because I'm not good at French anymore.
That's a great organization. Yeah. And like you just touched on, Andy, is they've been turned away at the Port-au-Prince Airport. And
they've been turned away lots of times. I mean, and I'm going to put out another shout out. And I would never normally do this, but I'm actually moved by this. Sanjay Gupta, the doctor on CNN, put his camera down and went to work. And what's the other guy, the kid who's the, you know, the Astors? What's
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, yeah. I mean, he's a, you know, maybe he's a CFR, maybe he's CIA, whatever. He put his hand up and went and helped some kids. And, yeah, he did it in front of the cameras, and there was a New Zealand or an Australian cameraman put his camera down and saved a little girl. And then some other girl got shot for looting, a 15-year-old. I mean, is that the world we're in? You know what I mean? So get past the false left paradigm, please. Support local small charities, even if it's just sending some socks and some shoes for the kids. Now, going about a month ago, you know, we had the global climate thing, Climategate, and there's Lord Monckton talking about Haitians a year ago, 2 years ago, while the UN are there, while Canada's there as peacekeeper whatevers, eating dirt, feeding dirt to their children with a bit of milk powder. You know, that's the reality. The corporate kleptocracy or whatever it is, right, is running our world. I would suggest in Canada, you know, like you're saying about Libby Davis, let's get out of this left-right paradigm. Let's start a new party, much in the same way as UKIP or the Independence Party in America, or, you know, like, you know, what George Galloway does. We need to get out of the left and right. We need to get out of the liberal and the conservative.
That's truer words have never been spoken. If you guys are paying attention to what Goulash is saying, that is the left-right paradigm. We're
you know,
supposed to...
Ignatieff's going to come in, and it's going to be more, you know, backroom deals and selling off our resources for, you know, nickels on the dollar, never mind anything else.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same, you know, thing. Between Harper and Ignatieff, there is absolutely no difference. But the left-right paradigm has never been exposed more, I don't think, ever than with what we've seen with Obama.
Well, I think one of the things that's quite interesting over that, I agree, but I think one of the things that's it's happening every day now, you know, now it comes out that the IPPC, the glaciers are actually not as badly off as was first stated, you know.
Well, all the data was cooked. It was all cooked. Well, this is my problem with the climate hoax. Yeah. I mean, I'm under the impression that...
Well, I think the interesting thing about the hoax... Go on, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I think that we've been terrible stewards on planet Earth. I think that human beings definitely have done some really bad things environmentally. Does that mean that we're responsible for climate change when the planet showed a history for thousands of years of a climate that has changed? So I just see this whole climate
as
being detrimental to a true... I think there is some merit to the environmental movement.
Yeah,
to be hijacked by Al Gore and his buddies to bring on a new carbon tax is a sham.
Even going back into the 60s and looking at Greenpeace and you know, the Georgia Strait in this city. And then you get the guy who started Greenpeace said, well, the communists came in, basically the Fabians, yeah, and took over. And with the fall of the Berlin Wall, everything was changed. And I would suggest anybody who's seriously worried about where we're going in the world, take a look at what's going on in the EU, because what's going on in the EU now is about 20 years ahead of where we will be in the next 5 to 10 years with Canada, Mexico,
the NAU, the North American
Union. But they're fast tracking us, and they're fast tracking us by saying, well, we need across the world, we need to have scanners. Across the world, we need to have passports that are all machine readable. Across the world, we need license plate readers that are networked into the satellites. You know, I mean, it's, you know... What I see,
Goulash, is here's what I see. Is I see a military-industrial complex mixed up with big pharma, and they're playing on the people's fears.
Yeah.
It's mafia tactics. It's scaremongering. It's, well, let's talk about the underwear bomber, Patsy on Christmas. All right, so for some of you listening, you might have seen some stuff on Christmas where this Nigerian guy put some explosives in his underwear.
Oh, we got a call. That's good.
And got on that airplane. This man was a patsy, the true definition of a patsy. He had no passport. He had no luggage. And escorted onto a plane. Ridiculous.
Are you there? Are you there? I don't know if they're there. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Hello. How are you? We put you straight on air. There's no filters here.
You put me on the air.
Yeah, we put you on the air.
What am I doing on the air?
Well, I want to talk to you. You're calling a radio show. We're going to talk to you. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm great. How are you today?
We're doing good, actually. Are you enjoying it? Have you got something to say to what we're saying?
Well, I've heard a little bit of it, but not too much. I've got Bound by the Beauty by Jane Sibbery on the television,
okay,
and now the other phone is ringing.
Oh, my God.
It's all going mayhem.
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Well, I want to come pick up my Steve Earle tickets. Hello?
Okay. Well, then, if you come to the station after about 11 o'clock, somebody will be here and you'll be able to do that.
Well, so, you won't be there before that?
No, they don't get into the office till about 10:30, 11.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye, dear.
Bye-bye. Jane Sibri, I like Jane Sibri. Okay, that wasn't a end of the world call, that was a radio station call, but that does sometimes happen, but anyway.
But Goulash, the underwear bomber. Yeah. All right, now this was a textbook false flag deal, and it was brought on with a marketing plan to bring in these nude body scanners, which is ironic because the airport that this patsy got on the plane
had just been cleared by the Americans.
Yeah,
they just given it the he got the.
How does a guy get escorted onto a plane without a passport and with no luggage when he's already on the terror watch list? Unless it's part of a plan.
Well, that's the thing, is that the FBI changed the story. There was that lawyer who was on the flight.
Yeah, Kirk Haskell.
Yeah. You know, he had no axe to grind. He'd been to Africa on a holiday, him and his wife, and just happened to be on this plane.
Yeah, and Kirk Haskell saw the Indian man escort this.
But now the Dutch is saying, well, we didn't film it, and it wasn't there, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, so the spin's in, right?
But if you looked at the concerted marketing plan that thing went down with the rollout of the body scanners...
It was already rolling forward, but there was so much resistance, and it comes back to the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution, which we both know, here's the problem. Here's our solution, right? You know.
And when you look up the line at that company that's selling those machines, at the head of the group is the Chertoff Group.
Yeah.
Michael Chertoff, who's the Homeland Security Nazi that's basically going around mainstream networks.
Well his brother's in Mossad, isn't he? Isn't his brother Mossad?
Oh, I'm sure he's in Mossad. let's be honest.
Yeah, it's the Israeli PAC.
But this is the thing. The symptoms are it's attacking people on their fears. It's selling weapon systems on fear. It's all fear-based. And as soon as we start shining more light on these cockroaches, is what me and you try to do almost every day, people are starting to realize that this is fear-mongering. I mean, you look at the H1N1 scare, the swine. Did you go get your shot, Andy?
No.
No. I mean, I didn't either.
I haven't had a shot.
I tried to warn as many people as I could, friends and family. They thought I was a lunatic because I wasn't buying the propaganda and the media spin. And now you look at it, and the EU, correct me if I'm wrong, but now the EU is investigating the World Health Organization.
Yeah, because it appears to be that the World Health Organization, a complete monetary and scientific scam. The problem with that, though, is that they're still running ads here in Canada. They're still running ads in the UK, saying, well, you know, these kids need... I mean, I had this discussion with my daughter and her daughter, and she said, well, my daughter's not getting any injections. And so the school said to her, this is in Scotland, said, well, your daughter can't come to school. So we went through the left-right paradigm with them and said, well, if the kids have all got injections and this kid doesn't, then they get the flu, but the kids who've had the injections don't. But it's the thought crime, you know, they transpose it, that if you don't have the shot, then you're a threat to somebody who's had the shot, which is completely lunacy.
Yeah, no, I've had family members tell me that. I had a family member tell me the same thing. It was like, if you know, if everyone did what you did and didn't get the shot, then we'd all be messed up. And it's, I did my best to warn. I have a best friend of mine shot his kids up with that shot, and it's just very indicative of the world we live in. It's all fear-based. And
more and more and more.
You got to follow the money, and there's a lot of money up for grabs. So you got
trillions of dollars.
And that's what it is, and this is what Eisenhower warned us about when he left office in his farewell speech, is he warned us about the military-industrial complex.
But it's the military, it's the pharmaceutical.
It's big pharma, it's all that.
It's the surveillance grid.
These are parasites. They're parasitical industries that are going to suck us dry until we, as a people, say enough. Enough of the fear.
One of the things that I've noticed, because I'm a bit of a train spotter, I like trains big time. In Britain, they nationalised the rail, you know, in the 1920s, 30s, and you know they had the Royal Mail, the British Rail, and then after the debacle of the 50s and 60s, they privatized it in the 70s and 80s under Thatcher. And they did these public-private partnerships. And this is apropos for Canada.
Yeah.
So we've got all these public-private partnerships now, whether it's the Metro line or the Trans-Canada airport line, whatever. It's public-private partnerships. So what happens is that the public purse pays for the infrastructure. And then it's a public-private partnership. So the partnership makes as much profit as possible. We got another call. Good morning, you're on air. This is CITR.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Carlo.
This is Hans von Kloss.
What's going on, mate?
Listen, I just want to mention something about that flu. I don't know, we talked about it before, but maybe I'll say it again.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying the Polish government is the cleanest of all. I know they're corrupted like all the other ones. Mm. But at least the Minister of Health there, you know, she decided not
to. She said no, right?
She said no to all the bloody companies that's selling vaccines.
Mm.
Because, you know, she asked them to be liable if anything happens.
Yeah, well, they all got
that
get out of...
what the hell is there, right?
Yeah, they all got that get out of jail.
It could be, you know, alcohol or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
It, very likely that's a holy water anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they haven't had this vaccine until, what was the beginning of January? And then when the so-called pandemic just went away.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least you see somebody responsible, you know, doing something that, you know, makes sense. And, you know, the fall of bricks fell on her anyway for doing
well,
that.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit like... Did they try to take her out?
Well, no, but they criticised her, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so in the press,
They all want to sing, you know, the Western way, you know.
Well, like, I mean, it's like Havel, Vaclav Havel, saying that global warming's, a crock.
Speaking of Czech Republic, you know, they legalised a small amount of drugs, including LSD and heroin. Vavoom! Yeah, so there you go. And you don't see, 60% of Poland, driving, crazy way and get some drugs from Czech Republic.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But anyway, it can be done.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to pay price for it. Who cares? But she did it, and, all the kudos to her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
All right, mate.
Okay, well, so that's what I'm saying. If they can't sell any vaccine, they will sell the hand washers.
Either way, they
win, so it doesn't matter.
One way or the other, they'll get you.
Well, at least on the buses won't be stinky anymore, you know. that's a benefit out of it.
Is it? Well, you don't ride the bus, you only drive.
Yeah, well, once in a while I do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I might be a Polish prince, but not to that point,
Okay.
Okay, guys, it's all good. Peace.
Peace, Thanks, man. Cheers. Okay. So, I don't know if you've got your hands filters on, because he's Polish, and we got another call. We never do this, but we're going to do it today. Good morning, caller. Hello.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? What do you reckon?
Oh, it's a Frankentree guy, the parks guy.
Oh, yeah, Frankentrees.
Yeah. Frankentree,
Good, mate. I'm sorry I just put you straight on air today, because we're having a bit of a talk show today.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Is that all right?
Yeah. I just wanted to talk about the Olympics.
Yeah, by all means, we were kind of working our way there. We're going to do a bit of music in a few minutes, but
what's on your mind?
With our parks department, we had a bit of a orientation a couple of days ago. And
now you work? Do you work without giving your name out or anything like that? Obviously, do you work for the city, the parks board, or do you work as a contractor? Any of the above, right?
I'm a municipal employee.
Okay, yeah. So they've given you your marching orders. They've told you what the corporate line is for during the Olympics.
Well, basically, they showed this. They gave us this video on the torch relay, specifically. You know, like a rah rah.
Yeah.
Everybody gather around and feel the
feel the warmth.
Feel the warmth. Right?
Do you believe?
Well, here's what's interesting. Can I just interject for a second? Last night, I'm talking to my best mate, and neither of us watch TV. I don't watch TV. I watch YouTube. I watch documentaries, and I download films off the web. That's what I do, or buy a DVD or whatever. So I purposely, about 3 years ago, decided I'm not going to watch TV anymore. So we got talking, and he'd been with his friend, and he'd ended up watching TV, and he doesn't watch it. And he'd gone on CTV, and apparently there's this thing running on mainstream media, which I'm no idea, because I just disconnect, sorry, and it's called Believe, right? Well, it's a one word thing, and it's bloody predictive programming. You must believe. Change is what we need. Change is change, it's the same BS.
It's the same garbage.
It's coming from the same mindset. So interestingly, I go to CTV's news site last night. I know it's all about me, but it's my show. Anyway, I go to CTV's news site, and I want to watch a video. Now, this is for CTV, if you're listening. Somebody might be who works there, if you're driving into work. Sort your effing website out. I can go to YouTube, it works. I can go to some guy in Bangladesh with a YouTube channel, and it works. And I go there, and it's like, please download Microsoft Visionary or some stupid plugin. Yeah. And then I'm on Safari, I'm on an Apple, right? So I load it up, it's another 30 megs that I don't need to have because it's Windows BS, right? We can spend the day on that one. But, you know, and then it didn't work after all that. So here's all this, hundreds of millions of dollars being spent bombarding us with propaganda. Yeah. And that's what it
is. Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, getting back to my story.
Yeah, sorry. So I went off there, but...
Oh, no, it's okay. So this raw video about the torch relay that we were watching.
So are you in the relay?
What's that?
Are you doing the relay?
No, but what happened was they gave us this thing about, like the presenter said, she said, I've seen this video 10 or 12 times now, and every time, I see it, I get emotional, I tear up, right?
Yeah, because it's probably been made by the same propagandists that, you know, worked for Leni Riefenstahl. You know?
Yeah.
I know you know, I mean, I'm sorry, I used to live in Berlin, and I used to go to the headquarters of the British Army in Berlin was the Olympic Stadium. So I used to go to the Olympic Stadium almost every day. When I used to go on patrol on the Berlin Wall, we'd go to the Olympic Stadium and book out. We'd actually drive from the barracks I lived. And, you know, so I used to drive through this, you know, this Germanic, you know, wunderkind that was built by Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, and I look at what's going on now with the symbolism and the occult symbolism that's out there, the Masonic stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, guess what? The Olympic torch relay originated... in the
1936
Berlin Games, right?
Yeah.
And you see that same sort of fervor with, you know, the torch relay running across Canada, people crying, and this religious sort of...
Yeah, it's pseudo-religion.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a pseudo-religion almost, you know, like this whole thing. And it was funny, that video that I was telling you about, that woman who said, you know, it cheers me up every time. Mm. One of my coworkers took the same orientation a few days earlier, and another person said... pretty much the same thing. Another person said, "Oh, this, I get emotional every time I see this."
Yeah,
you know. So it's just that's what it is.
Yeah, it's working. Yeah, you know? and it's a little bit like, you know, like watching a war movie or watching a documentary, and if the music's done well and it's timed right, it hits all the right buttons, right? You know,
exactly.
Because a different part of our brain when we're watching visuals than when we're listening. Now, if it was an audible, it would have been completely different.
Yeah.
But because it's visual, our visual cortex is manipulated in such an intelligent way by these people in TV and films and what have you, is that we relax. Our minds relax and we take it in. It's pop videos or whatever. And So, you know, whether it's Jay-Z or whoever it might be, you know, like, it's being pushed on us, right? Go on, Travis.
Was the video you watched, was there a lot of Canadian flags being waved around and that sort of thing?
There was a lot of, shots, you know, from different games. And there was even this shot of this woman doing surveying work, you know, with, like, one of those surveying instruments, you know, they do.
Like a theodolite.
They showed her, and then immediately after that, they showed this biathlon woman. You know the biathlon where they ski and then they drop to the ground and they shoot. And then
because that's a sport that resonates with all of us: skiing and shooting things.
They
tie in a common worker into the metaphor of the athlete, you know, and how we're all
in this together.
We're all in this together, right? So
So I guess you didn't get any free tickets, though, right?
No, didn't get any free tickets.
No, only upper level people. What I find interesting is the amount of corruption. You know, like I was reading in The Province this morning about, you know, the minister who's giving away six. Well, it's for people who've done green things and blah 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 blah. You know, and it's like, when are we going to start calling these effers for what they are? They're a bunch of criminals. Come next election, we want another party in Canada. We need to change, seriously change, how we look at what's going on in our country. You know what
else bothers me? Sorry for interrupting.
It's all right.
You know this whole thing with shutting down the airport, the plane schools around the airport, the Boundary Bay Airport, for 3 months?
Yeah,
because they're a hazard. you know, like it's a security thing. What about these people's livelihoods and stuff, you know?
They
like,
don't care. Travis is about to get laid off for, what, 2 months? Just call it as it is,
right? Yeah, 2 or 3 months. And yeah. I don't even think they're compensating them, you know?
I work in the film. I work in the film industry as an assistant director. I run film shoots, and I've because of the Olympics, I'll be out of work for probably 2 months, which will free up a lot of time for activism. I'm loving hearing from a city worker. I'm really glad you called. It's great to hear from a city worker that's calling in and saying, you know what, I got a problem with this. I've been subjected to more brainwashing and propaganda at the hands of VanOck.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's sad. I mean, when they brought
IOC as well, right?
Well, the whole thing, we were sold. You know, I'm not going to be one of these guys that goes and throws paint at people that are going to go watch Olympic events. I mean, I'm under the thing now where let's try to put our best face forward in the sense, but I do disagree with how this thing. We had no choice. There was a vote between Whistler and Vancouver residents.
That's right.
Maybe these are the people that should be footing the bill when the bills come in, because, I mean, I don't know what your gut tells you, but I have a feeling that when the bill comes in from this little two-week party...
It's going to be 30 years.
It's going to be ridiculous.
Well, it's going to be like the Montreal 76 games, right?
That's so 76. Yeah,
we can't even build a ferry in this province without a major disaster going on.
Hey guys, I gotta run.
Thanks for your call, mate.
You're welcome.
Nice talking to you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, so this is the end of the world news, and it's quite unusual when I'm in the chat to actually do a lot of talking like this. It's really actually quite wonderful.
There's a city worker right there. We don't like to say the words awake. Because we don't like to use those words, but there's the guy that has his mind open, and he sees the BS, he sees the propaganda. So there's a lot of us out there. There's your city worker that sees it. There's your restaurant waiter that sees it. There's your people that work within the government that know it's all a crock. And this is the thing I was going to touch on earlier, is that all these politicians that we try to we put a lot of blame on, from their point of view, they're bombarded with threat assessments from the military, and or they're bombarded by your doctors, special interest groups that are telling our politicians, like, listen, you got to get these vaccines going, you got to get these weapon systems in, and they're only hearing from one side of the story. So like a Libby Davies or like your MP, it's important for our layman, for the average person that's sitting around here today, you got to go into the MP's office. It's one thing to write your letters, but you got to go in there and you got to let your MPs know that you will bring 50 people back to their office, that they will have your support, because the MP's not going to go out on a limb if he doesn't know that he's got a lot of support.
In that way, about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, one of our local MPs, one in Surrey or somewhere, called all, what was it he said? It was about terrorism. He said we're all terrorists if we take photographs, right? It was about 6 weeks ago. Anyway, so essentially...
Well, he was calling... If it's the same guy, he was calling any Olympic protesters
that
Al-Qaeda.
Was it.
If you protest the Olympics, you're
so,
Al-Qaeda now.
I've told this story on air before, but I sent him an email quite fervently as an ex-soldier, an ex-chaser of terrorists, a guy who's fired at terrorists and met terrorists in real life. Yeah. Real terrorists. Yeah. Real murderers. You know, real guys who've killed people, innocent women and children. And that's not to abrogate, you know, what we did either, right, as the military, right, you know, setting people up and this, that and the other. And, you know, he couldn't even bloody reply, you know, because he's in the pocket of whoever's, you know, his particular NDP or whatever it was. It doesn't matter. I think one of the reasons, I think a lot of, you know, we were talking about apathy earlier, I think one of the things that people need to wake up to is that the left and the right is not working.
Exactly.
The left and the right is not working. So I would say, go find your independent, real independent out there at council. And if there isn't one, become one.
That's right.
Become one. Because I became a Canadian about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was in this room with a guy from Bolivia and a guy from Nicaragua. And we're singing the Canadian national anthem in French, badly, to a Chinese Canadian judge who told us all to get into politics. Well, I'm too old to get, and I have no money, so I'm not getting into politics. That's why I love doing my show, because I get into politics this way. And I'll continue until they pull me off the air. But the point I'm making, and I think this is true of what George Galloway would say, the UKIP party in the UK, the Ron Paul movement in we've got nothing like that in Canada. We've got a dumbed-down, stupid populace who are busy going to Tim Hortons, eating donuts, taking the aspartame and all the crap. Wake up. If you're hearing this show, you're obviously awake.
Well, and the thing is, and watching 10 minutes of global news does not make you informed.
Yeah. But there are a lot of Canadians, honestly. I've been around the world a lot. There's a lot of really cool people here. The education system's still not bad. It could be better. But there is an awareness, at least, of global issues, much more than when I lived in the southern states, right?
This is a conversation I have with other people, too, when they start talking about... Oh, it's so bad! It's so bad! It's like, well, you know what? We're going through an amazing time right now, Gulash.
But we can make a difference.
Definitely,
we can make a difference. Yeah,
you know, people don't feel empowered. You can make
put up a YouTube channel. Write to your MP.
Do something.
Do something.
That's what me and you are trying to tell you guys.
Yeah,
listening.
Just do
you
something.
Gotta do something. And
because the apathy will not get us out of the crap.
And even if it's leaving comments on CBC News online, even because if you're just leaving comments, just something. Well, let your voice be heard. We are the majority. Cindy Sheehan, who's a friend of mine, through Facebook. Cindy's got a thing, and it's about the left and the right. It's like what Cindy says is there's the robber barons, and then there's the rest of us.
Yeah, and she's right.
And that's what it is. Yeah. And in Canada now we got the conservatives, neocons. We've got three other parties that split the left vote. I mean, that's a problem here.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have three parties that split a centrist vote, and then you got Harper and his Reform Party scumbags, and you got this clown Jason Kenney who bans George Galloway from coming in the country because he's got a message of peace.
He's actually walks the walk. I want to play a song because there's this English singer called my brain's gone south, Sarah Vain. And I've been plugging it, but I actually had some money the other week because I got my GST back. So I went and bought music. Now, you know, just to jump to a different subject for a moment, for all those people who say, us people who use file sharing, don't buy music, this man here, me, I bought 1,508 tracks on iTunes in the last 3 years.
Yeah, exactly. That's the record company. You talk to independent artists and downloading... Sure, it's illegal, but I'll admit, I have downloaded illegally, but then when those artists come to Vancouver, I go support their shows and they make a lot more money off me coming to their show than
And you go and buy the latest album when you've heard it.
Exactly.
Because you want a better copy.
And illegal download, exactly. Yeah. And illegal downloading has opened us up to a whole lot of artists.
Yeah. So on that creative note, we're going to play Laura Vane and the Vespertones with Am I Dreaming, which is apropos for this moment, and then we're going to come back with more stuff. Okay, that's Mr. Scruff just dropping out there. Here we go. Bit of jazz funk for the morning. Laura Vane. Yes, this is the end of the world news. So coming up next is Sweet and Hot. I have to call it out because I can't be bothered to get the cards out. You know it's Charles. 2 hours from, where does he go, from 10 to 12 of 40s, 30s, 20s, the three-minute wonders. They're brilliant. I listened to his show entirety last week when I got home, and it was good. We are No Hits All The Time, CITR. If you want to call us, I was going to say 1-800. 822-2487. I know that phone number better than my own. This is the end of the world news. And we're here with Travis from We Are Change Vancouver, which kind of morphed out of 911 Truth, really.
Yeah, it certainly did. Yeah. I mean,
and it went global. I mean, it was basically. I just want to give it a bit of history if I can. Luke Radowski in New York and a couple of other people, but then there was a split, and then We Are Change, and now these chapters. Across the world, from Australia, New Zealand.
200 chapters of We Are Change at the last count.
And it's people saying, I want to have a say in my community, and I want to have a say in how my government holds itself in the world in these days of fear and terrorism and ongoing
corporocracy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is where We Are Change started with basically filling the gap of the mainstream media. Luke Radowski out of New York started confronting people like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's Obama's puppet master.
Yeah, he's the guy who wrote
The Grand Chessboard. If you haven't read The Grand Chessboard, you got to read The Grand Chessboard.
Go to Scribd.
You have got to read The Grand Chessboard.
Go to Scribd. www.scribd.com. All these books are there. I've put links up on my site a number of times. If you're interested, go to Prison Planet Forum. There's a book reading list. Go to Alan Watt, Cutting Through the Matrix. We Are Change.
We Are Change Vancouver.org is our website. We have a documentary section there that will blow your mind.
Yeah, go check out. Because Zbigniew, I mean, he's the original player. You know, he wrote 20 years ago that by this point we'd all be dumbed down enough that we would do whatever we're told.
Exactly.
He wrote that in 1970. He's the guy who set up the Taliban.
Exactly.
He's the guy with Clinton and Carter prior to Clinton set up the Taliban.
Exactly.
He's the guy who did, you know, the CIA. We've got a call.
And this is Obama's handler.
Good morning, CITR.
Andy.
Yeah.
Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Thank you. We're just dumb white guys, right? What do we know?
Oh, yeah, I know. And you know what? You're a bunch of communists and anarchists, and it's, oh, yeah, God, it's so bad, you know. It's hard to listen to you, man.
Yeah.
I know, you know, ICS, whatever we have in Canada, CIS,
CSIS. Yeah, they're red flagging me. If they haven't got a terabyte on me, they aren't doing their job.
We are not very high on the list, but we're there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Thank you.
Born in Poland.
Okay, we'll keep going. Ciao, man.
Jewish Polak.
Yeah.
Ciao.
See ya. That was Hans Klaus von Klaus, you know, the most miserable man on the radio. he is. He really is. No, he has. He's a wonderful, sweet guy. And his show is called Hans von Klaus's Misery Hour. And it's on Wednesday nights into the late, into Thursday morning from 11 till 1. Because we have those sorts of shows here. Okay, so we've got Zbigniew, but I mean, I think
back to We Are Change, and the start of that whole group was basically I had seen a kid named Luke Radowski in New York City.
He's now what, 23?
He's a young lad, and I was watching him sneaking cameras into basically CFR meetings. They're practically CFR meetings, and he was standing up calling out 9/11 for the fraud that the official story is before people were really calling it out. And I saw the bravery that this young man was displaying. And
it kind of grabbed you, right?
It definitely resonated with me. Yeah. And I was sitting at home just sick of learning what I learned. And once you do gain some information, you can't sit idly by. I mean, silence is betrayal, as Martin Luther King said. So anyway, we had Karl Rove and the Fraser Institute host Karl Rove. And, you know, I got a warm place at the bottom of the toilet for Karl Rove, scumbag. Karl Rove, you're garbage, you're scum. Anyway, so Karl Rove comes to Vancouver courtesy of the D-bags out at Fraser Institute, and that was We Are Change, the birth of We Are Change Vancouver. We teamed up with Vancouver 9/11 Truth. We teamed up with MAUA. We teamed up with the Stop War Coalition. We had a couple hundred people outside the Four Seasons, and that was our first action. But that's the thing. It was independent media. It was activists.
And you've been doing this now for, what, 3-4 years?
3 years.
Can I ask you, I'm going to ask you an interesting question, because we did an event this summer that we were both at, which was under the volcano. I don't know if you were at that particular one, but your group was there.
Yeah.
And I noticed that Zeitgeist were there. And Zeitgeist, to me, is a complete, you know, Project Bluebeam. It's a complete fallacy, I think. I think there's elements of truth within it, but I think overall it's a game shifting.
The stuff that Zeitgeist exposed with the money system and the Fed and with 9/11, yeah. I give a lot of merit to.
But when they start
talking about the Venus Project and this utopian pipe dream, is where I'm sorry. Let's talk about reality.
things we can substantiate.
We know who the demons are. We know who they are.
Yeah.
We know who they are, and it's time that we call them out.
So, that's cool. But one of the things I was trying to get to was, has the response over the last 3 years softened, and that people are more aware now?
Definitely. And that's what keeps me motivated. Yeah. Is there still a massive gap in apathy?
Yeah.
A lot of people.
There's an apathy gap, much like the bomber gap or the scanner gap.
Yeah.
We're going to have a scanner gap in Canada, you know.
Yeah.
Did you see the Rick thingy?
The Rick Mercer thing?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Rick Mercer on Transport Canada?
Yeah, 3 days and getting hosed down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, scanners. I mean, we can go on for hours just about that. Essentially, you're being turned into a negative. You know, you're being photographed, you're naked. Like I said the other day, it was okay when I was 18,
it's Pavlovian, but I'm 51. Pavlovian dog training.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, are naked body scanners going to stop another CIA-assisted patsy from being escorted onto a plane past the scanners? No, it's an absolute joke. But going back to Andy to the apathy thing, and you were asking me about, have I seen in the last 2 or 3 years of my, say, personal activism, have I seen any difference?
Because we're trying to engage people today, because you're going to come back because you're laid off for a month or two.
I'll be back. I want people that are listening that are sick of doing nothing. I want people to holler at me.
Yeah.
Hit me up at We Are Change Vancouver. My email address is on there. It's djball1@mac.com.
And he makes good videos as well.
Yeah, you got to check out the Ambush video by Conspirituality that I directed.
Well, we'll do that next time, because I've got a couple of players I got to play this morning. But
what I am seeing is I'm seeing people that never even talked about Building 7 now know the ins and outs of Building 7. People that I would have even talked about politics now knows about the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group. So I'm seeing a massive awakening right now. But do I see the action? No, not yet. There's still a disconnect between people knowing and
also,
people acting
on
it.
Yeah, but that's the same. Like, I was listening to this guy, Nigel Farage, yesterday, talking about, and he's the UKIP MP in Brussels, and he was in Strasbourg yesterday. And he was saying the problem in England is that Middle England's given up. Just like Middle Canada's given up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. People have given up, and it's... Guys, we have the numbers. There's
good
millions
morning,
of us.
CITR. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
We're doing excellent.
What can we do for you?
Oh, my name's Gemini. I'm from Conspirituality. I just heard that you have Travis on there.
Yeah,
wanted to
cool.
Give a shout-out to you guys.
Yeah, Gemini.
What up, DJ Ball?
If you don't know about Gemini and Conspirituality, you're missing out. There's a video.
This is
one of Vancouver's finest MCs. You got to check it out online. Ambushed is the music video I directed for this MC. His name's Gemini.
And that's the one where you're running around up near...
We're chasing war criminals in the video.
Chasing,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really proud to be a part of the project. And homie, congratulations on your music, your career. Vancouver, we've got a gem in this city. His name's Gemini. His music is some of the most powerful, most cutting-edge, most gangster music you're ever going to hear, but in a good way.
Much respect. Thank you very much, guys.
You're more than welcome. Keep tuning into End of the World News.
What's on your mind this morning, Jim?
I was just heard you guys talking about Zbigniew Brzezinski there.
I can never say his name, though. You know, like, I'm from Manchester. We don't say those names.
No,
It'd be like, Zib, what are you doing, Zib? What's in your bag? You know what I mean? Like you know when you go on about, like, hip-hoppers and, like, East Coast, West Coast and all that?
Yeah.
Where I'm from, Manchester, right, it's like... What are you doing? Are you doing... You're doing me in, you are. You're fucking doing me in now. Shut up. And that's it. And that's like... That could be like Shakespeare. because they say everything with nothing, you know, with the power of the word, right?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, and the same with, like, I see that, I feel, I'll tell you who I feel sorry for, is the misguided kids on the east side where I live, the native kids, who don't know what culture they're in. And, you know, there's this pants on the ground thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen this pants on the ground?
Pants on the ground, yeah.
I think that guy, the old guy, then now I'm going to give it you my sociological view of it as an ex-soldier and about manipulation of media. And I was watching, listening to some right-wing loony yesterday going on about, and some guy from New York or New Jersey, and he was on one of these peace, you know, like truth radios, and it was absolute crap. And I'm going to unfriend him from Facebook today. No, I mean, it was just, you know, misogynist, xenophobic crap. You know, and what that old man was saying was our culture, the black culture in America and in Canada and in Britain, has been manipulated to a point where young men think that that is cool and that isn't cool. Get your trousers up, smarten up and get on with it.
But that just plays in the hands of the prison industrial complex.
Exactly.
It's just feeding.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons when I play hip-hop on my show, I don't do the booty call. I'll do somebody like Paris, or I'll play something like Busta Rhymes that might have some... It's got an edge to
it. Goulash,
I have played you guys in the past, but
you got to listen to Conspirituality. This is the Vancouver group that is...
The problem is also the time in the morning is that, you know, like, it's hard to do at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm going to come back. Yeah. I want to come back.
You're going to come back.
I'm going to come back. I'm coming back, and I'm going to play this track that we're talking about, because I don't know if we have time to play it today, Gemini. Hey, Gemini, why don't you speak on what's on your mind? I mean, we've talked before. There's the false flag terror maybe coming to the Olympics, which is speculation at this stage. There's the flu shots. There's the body scanners. There's the bankers cleaning out. What's...
everything's on my mind.
I want a Gemini rant.
All of the above.
I know you just had a baby girl. Congratulations, homie.
No, I haven't had the baby girl yet. We just found out we're having a baby girl.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
Zion's got a little sister. But give me a Gemini rant. Can I ask for that, Goulash?
Okay, well, we brought up Brzezinski.
Yeah.
I mean, you could flip on YouTube and you can watch this guy land in Afghanistan.
Oh yeah, yeah.
79.
Yeah, when he said this is. Yeah, when he says to the rebels, and he says, you know, we're going to use your religion essentially, and we're going to get you back the mosques, and we're going to, you know, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, this is your land, and we're going to get it back. It's sort of like a Braveheart, like.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's totally playing into, you know, the tribal leaders at the time. You know, they're not. You know, they're smart, but they're not sophisticated.
Well, the only one that talked about Zbigniew Brzezinski and his blowback was Ron Paul when he ran for president.
Right, right.
And Ron Paul touched on blowback. And whether or not you believe 9/11 was at the very least allowed to happen or potentially an inside job, which I believe, and I don't believe the Bush-Cheney fairy tale.
I got to try and get us out of here in 15 minutes, and that means pulling down some equipment. What's the name of your video?
Ambush by Conspirituality.
Ambush. Let's just... Ambush.
Ambush by Conspirituality.
It's Canada, right? Ambush.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Canadian content. Vancouver, you got a son to be proud of in this city.
Me and Ball are about to do another music video here in the near future.
Helps if I spell it correctly. I've got new glasses.
That's Conspirituality. C-O-N-S-P-I.
Hang on. C-O-N.
S-P-I-R-I-P-U-A-L-I-T-Y.
P-U-A-L.
The conspiracy meets
spirituality. Let's see what comes up. Did you mean conspiracy?
I'll find it, Andy. I'm going to come over there. I'll cue it up.
Okay, you cue it up, and I'm going to play another track. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, take care, guys.
I'm going to keep rolling. He's going to find it. I want to play this because it's Blue Martin, and I promised him. I sent him a thing yesterday. He's in Prague today, so here's Blue Martin. If we're on the right track, and we'll take this down, and then we'll go to Conspiratal.
Yeah.
Okay, you've been listening to the End of the World News this morning with We Are Change Vancouver. I really like the fact that you came out here. It's so hard to
I had a lot of fun, man.
Yeah,
really,
we didn't cover all the bases. We never will.
We're just
will.
Getting started. I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
I want to hear from
fun.
More. Yeah, it is. And hearing from the city guy today was really refreshing.
Yeah.
Saturday, 2 o'clock.
Pierogies at the art gallery.
Yeah, if you got a problem, if you joined a Facebook group saying no proroguing of parliament, well, you should get off your butt and come out on Saturday at the art gallery. I think it's from 1 o'clock on. There's a little rally.
I joined that group. I don't know. I joined so many groups. Right?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. We got to move past Facebook groups, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And go physically meet people.
Actually get in the streets and start networking.
Yeah. Pierogies. Yeah. I thought it was a food, mate. When I read it first, because Val from the folk show, she tweeted something about it, and I was like,
pierogies of Parliament.
Yeah, you know, and then I had to go look it up, right? Because it's like some Elizabethan, you know, nut bar job, right?
Yeah.
You know, just nutty, nutty, nutty. We're going to go out with your mate. What's he called?
Conspirituality, the MC's Gemini. Yeah. Music video I directed called Ambushed. It's probably one of the most powerful hip-hop videos you will ever see. Take my word, Ambushed by Conspirituality.
It's got 903 ratings on the site today. We want 10,000 by the end of the week. Send it everywhere.
This thing, spread it like VD.
Yeah.
Ambushed. Ambushed by Conspirituality, Vancouver-made gangster.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
This is some political gangster.
So we're going to go out with that, but it's been fun this morning, so I thank Travis for coming.
We Are Change Vancouver.
And he'll be back in 2 weeks, and we'll rip some more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Imprisoned, tortured, and threatened with further torture without charge, without trial. Even many soldiers had said to me afterwards, "Was a hell, if you weren't a terrorist when you came in here, by the time you leave, I'm sure you would be because of the way you've been treated."
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Malicious lies that attempt to shift the blame away from the terrorists themselves, away from the guilty.
People are always asking me, "Yo, Gemini, what's your angle? Are you a devil or an angel?" And I say both, as I continue to blame the Knights Templar and the Hospitallers, the real reason New York lost their towers. Don't sit back or hesitate to react to the impact. Many taking a nap. In fact, they would fake an attack to make way for the Patriot Act. Some say, hey, it ain't safe to say that, but it's the same game. Different name on the map as they place blame. And they aim at Iraq. It's a damn shame because they never claimed the hijack. Following the fiddle, one would have found Nero, the town hero, responsible for ground zero. Objects in the mirror close and they appear so clear. Your ear to hear the sound of fear grow. Beware the eagle, the dragon, and the ego. And footage that they show that we are forced to see slow. Persecuted and disputed because of what we know. The strings that control these kings come from below. Observe the nerve of this dark heart government, thinking they can avoid a spark with another mitt. Walk right up, take the Ark of the Covenant. The cards have been pulled by the shark and I'm loving it. Look hard and you will find seven head to the beast behind 9-11, wrapped in fine linen. Even John Lennon couldn't imagine this modern day Armageddon. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust the bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust the bush unless it's burning.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
From junior to senior to Grandpa Prescott to the Nazi mouse house in the center at Epcot. Let's not forget the messed up mascot. Skull and bones picking up Geronimo's rest spot. These fallen thrones are not alone in their obsessed plot. These garden gnomes are part of Rome, so I take my best shot. With the heart of stones, they are prone to never get caught. Here's every cold phone details and emails on your desktop. Many be growing up gaudy like Mayor Giuliani, practicing karate with the Illuminati. A Tonto Kimosabe who's quick to kill somebody for the love of mud, honey, or a little blood money. I don't find these thugs funny, they sell drugs to Bugs Bunny. Not that it's any of my biz or that I'm his Daffy Duck's buddy. Just hide it when they laugh at me and what my dreadlocks study. When they kill tiny children, left many building blocks bloody. The square and the compass and the almanac. Are you aware that they're amongst us and it's all an act? Some Yeza and a Zezlo now come crawling back. Drove the Bohemian Grove dressed all in black. A serpent king worshipping a stone owl. The dragon Ronald Reagan named Colin Powell. Flipping scripture like Vanna White, showing a vowel. We have to plan to fight and never throw in the towel. We've been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning. We've all been ambushed, pushed to the edge, persecuted cause we disputed to know the ledge. Pledge allegiance, not even if the world stops turning. Never trust a bush unless it's burning.
Remember this, your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda.
The Supreme Court's ruling that said that we must conduct ourselves under the Common Article 3 of the Geneva Convention. And that Common Article 3 says that, you know, there will be no outrages upon human dignity. It's very vague. What does that mean?